now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
It's Thursday. We're live from the BCFM studios.
Yes, and it's Shout Out with me, Steffi Barnett.
And I'm Andy Shilton.
Today on the show, we're talking about the so-called gay scene.
What is it? Is it disappearing? Do we still need it?
And who's opening a new venue?
All coming today, right here on Shout Out. That was very professional, by the way. Very professional. Very professional.
Both professional. Yes. Well, yeah. So you should be. You've been doing it for a while.
So how are you?
I'd give you 7 out of 10 for that introduction.
Oh, would you? Oh, yeah. Well,
not bad.
That beats your 6, I suppose.
Exactly. I thought it was only worth a 5. Actually, I'll give it 5.
Been doing this long enough as well to have the comebacks for when you start. You know,
that's very true. So. Yes, on a week, Samoa has a third gender. Yes, there's a beauty pageant for a third gender. I thought that was quite interesting.
Well, it's recognised in the country, isn't it?
Yeah.
As an actual third gender. Although it's interesting, it's male to female. There doesn't seem to be one for female to male.
Well, it doesn't specify, actually, but the person who is organising it describes herself as trapped in a man's body. She's been accepted part of Samoan culture for generations, and they are described as third gender. Which is quite interesting, I thought.
Sorry, hello, Tara.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, welcome back from your holiday.
Oh, thank you.
Are you allowed to tell us where you went?
I went to California for 3 weeks.
Nice.
How did you find it when you landed in immigration? I've always found that the US is probably one of the most unwelcoming countries you could enter. What was your experience?
Well, the person that arrived, you know, you wait there for ages, and I had my 2 kids with me. And the first question, after looking through passport, where's your husband?
Oh, nice.
So I was like, no, I'm actually dad. So I thought, you know, it just makes life a lot simpler, keep it clean, keep it honest.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I did. And he smiled. Oh, okay. He's like, yeah, it's San Francisco.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
You know, if you're going to go to part of America to be...
Yeah.
San Francisco, I think.
Well, that was a good start.
I have to admit, though, my experience going to America back in 2014 was brilliant. Mm. But, you know, I thought they were very welcoming, so...
Yeah, I had an absolutely fantastic entrance going into Miami in the rush hour. And this young lad must have been the youngest customs officer or immigration officer I've ever seen. And he was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they don't like same-sex marriages, do they? So when
they do now.
When Lynn and I...
You're talking about before then.
Before what?
In the
before
day.
There was planes
no,
and
before,
we sailed.
Before the heat. Because they have equal marriage in America now.
Wasn't
like
we weren't
here.
On the Titanic.
Well, I never said you were, but it was only like a year, 2 years ago that they passed
I'd
equal marriage.
I'd be dead, Andy, probably.
What?
If I was on the Titanic, we'd have never have met.
So you're going to sing My Heart Will Go On?
I must say, I like your nail varnish that you're wearing today. I know it's not going to show up on the radio, but it's a stunning glossy
stole it
pink.
Out of your bag, yes.
I'm glad you matched
are
it
you changing the subject because you were worried you might actually say you're old enough to have been on the Titanic or something? Is that what you were doing?
I think that was already implied. That was
by
just
you, not
on.
By me.
So,
Tara, back me up. I never said anything about the Titanic, did I?
No, no, just inferred.
So back to you, Tara.
Yeah, well, the thing was, I had my kids with me, so it's... And the thing is, you know what my daughter's like. She tells everyone anything.
Yeah, so, she's very open, that girl.
So, yeah, but it means I've got to be very open as well. So it's just like, you know, she bumps into people and she goes, yeah, that's my dad over there. You know, I just...
Does that make you cringe? Or you used to were doing that now?
I tell you what, after 3 weeks, because you normally have a break, because we kind of, you know, I look after them half the time of the week.
Mm.
I kind of have a break, but it's actually for 3 weeks of it, it's just, it's sometimes a little bit...
Yeah, intense.
It can be, yeah.
Did it make you feel awkward? I know it would make me feel really awkward.
Well, I don't have a right to tell my daughter what to see.
No, I'm not saying that. I wasn't on about the way she does it. I was on about the way you feel inside.
Yeah, sometimes you cringe a little bit. Yeah. You know, it's just like, you know, there's this preconceived idea you're trying to say. I mean, to be fair, some woman came over and said, actually, you know what? You know, it's becoming far more common in America now as well, you know? And it's just like, you know.
Becoming.
Well, no, it probably was common already. It's just more people have confidently
I think people know about it
now. Like, it's like when they say there's more gays in the world. It's like, no, there aren't. There's exactly as many as there's always been.
It's always been a bit
more kind of out there now.
But yeah, no, apart from that, I mean, I don't think I had any trouble, to be honest. No. Brilliant. That's why I chose California, to be honest. Yeah. I mean.
Well, have you been back long enough to do some events research for us?
We're getting there, you know. You'll have to, excuse me.
Cool, here we go. Then. So, our shout this week with the lovely Tara, fresh back from California.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get used to the time zone. I'm still not quite there.
What's the time difference? About 6, 7 hours?
It's 8 hours.
8 hours.
So I'd be just thinking about lunchtime by now. So anyway, what were we thinking about? I was thinking about horseplay's back.
Horseplay.
Yeah.
I like horseplay. That's Mike Pony and Co.
Yeah, so they've got the Queer House, resident jockeys and all the rest of it. And they're back at the Moon this again, so they're going back to the same place they tried it last time.
They're right. Oh, yeah. Cool. Have you ever been? It's a really good night.
No, but this time I don't have my kids that weekend, so I'm going. So
Yeah.
Oh, well, you've got to go to these things, because I can't, you know. And then I can actually report better, you know. Got to be a bit more.
I say take a microphone, but it's quite loud. Probably.
Yeah,
well, it's a dance night,
I've listened to some of the DJs before at other events.
They are good. Jeremy's the other guy, that's it.
You know? Yeah, so yeah, well, you know, it's not bad. So yeah, so that's on the 10th of September, and it's 11 till 4, so I could actually have a sleep before I go, actually.
11 till 4, I should tell you, that's 11 PM, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
To 0400.
Yeah, sorry.
So I haven't caused it a nana nap.
Yeah, I think.
If you have it in the middle of the day.
I can understand that, nana naps now, yeah. So the other thing is, tickets are available on tickets.crackmagazine.net. So, and it's nine.
What? Say
Crack Magazine.
Crackmagazine.net, okay, yeah.
Fair enough.
Absolutely. Okay. And it's £9 in advance or £10 on the door. So there's a pound to be saved.
Maybe they could do with some Tetrian. You can fill cracks nowadays.
Tetrian?
Just saying. Yeah, Tetrian or polyfiller.
I don't know
what
Tetrian is.
Yeah. It must be before my time.
But do they not sell Tetrian anymore?
I haven't got a clue.
Oh. It certainly gives us an insight into your makeup regime.
No, I've moved on from Tetrian now. Now I'm a lot older. I need something a little bit
better. You're on expanding foam now, are you?
Yes, just a little.
Oh.
I use 45-gallon tubs.
Anyway, I have a feeling Horseplay is one of those that sells out, so I would recommend buying the ticket beforehand.
I'll book a ticket in advance on that one.
Do you get free entry if you bring your own horse?
No, but they do. Some of them do dress up as, like, you know, with a riding whip or that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's usually a dress fashion thing as well. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it's a whole experience. It's not just a typical club. Yeah. So the other thing was, we've got Bugatti at
Cameo Western Supermare
Friday.
Oh, that's the new. Yeah. It's not a club, is it? It's a Cameo club or a bar?
It's like a Queen Shilling. It's the sister
club, is it?
Well, it's the sister club to the Queen Shilling. We'll find out in a minute because we got Chris, who we're going to introduce to the listeners, our new Somerset correspondent. He's been into Cameo, so we'll have a bit of that later.
And that's at Western Supermare at 9 PM at Bar Cameo. And the other thing is, I think, is the Queen Shilling, it's got Bristol's Got Talent, and actually you've got to get online now and start registering. So actually it starts on the 7th of September, so actually you might want to go to the Facebook page where there's a link there and actually register if you're interested in singing and dancing.
That's an early start as well, isn't it? That's 5 o'clock, isn't it?
No, it's 8:30 to 10.
Is it?
That's Britain's Got Talent thing, isn't it? This is like Bristol's
Got Talent. Yeah. So you know you can watch it, but actually go and do it to the club.
Go and do it.
Yeah.
Nice. Do it.
Have you
get
got a singing voice?
There's a what? Yes, of course I have. I sing very often, don't I?
Oh yes, show. I can play it for you.
So yeah, that
Bang Bang was the last one, wasn't it?
Chitty Bang Bang and I Feel Pretty, I think. But there was a trio going on with Mitch and Lucy.
And you've been very good with the computers crashed. You sung the jingles for us. I'm sure you were part of that crew.
So yeah, and they've also got the RuPaul's back on the 10th of September. The usual drag stuff and all the rest of it. It's all there. All stars.
Cool.
So, you know. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Tara.
That's right. Thank you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's the title.
Oh,
no,
that's,
Inner Memento.
Makes me feel like I'm in Ibiza or...
That's Red... Well, Benidorm Pride.
Oh, well, yes, yes.
Welcome to Chris Adams, who's our Somerset correspondent.
Hello.
Say hello to our 45,000 listeners,
hello,
Chris.
Hello, everybody.
And you're going to...
You're off to Benidorm, are you?
I am.
That was specially for you.
Thank you very much.
I thought you'd enjoy it. That was very Benidorm, wasn't it?
So we do go very party when Steph picks the tracks. It's all because they come out of the Handbags and High Heels collection.
Yes, it is.
And very good they are as well.
They are, they're
Thank
fun.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hug in a minute.
If you're not listening on our home station of BCFM, Steph does a show here. When's your show? Is it Mondays?
Mondays 10 till midday.
Called Handbags and High Heels, which is basically Steph just having a party in the studio.
Yes, usually with Ivan.
Usually with Ivan, yeah. Yes. And then it gets a bit raucous.
Yes, we are borderline.
Borderline yes. What?
Getting the sack or maintaining the job.
So, no, anyway, today we're talking about the gay scene. I've got an interview coming up a bit later on with Joe from the Palace, who's just opened a new venue, which we'll tell you about. We kind of mentioned it before on air, but of course it raises a question because we've also just lost the Retreat.
In Bristol.
Yes.
And before that, the club opposite, which was Flamingos for a bit, then it became R7. That's
gone.
The Oldcastle Green, which then became the Den's gone. The Pineapple's gone. So overall, we're losing venues.
We have, and one of the gay saunas, the Elite Retreat, has just closed as well. So it's not just the pubs and clubs that are feeling the credit crunch.
Could that be because gay people feel that it's not necessary to go to gay venues anymore and they're just going to the clubs that everyone else is going to and not specifically gay?
Well, this is the question.
So. I think it's a very good point. And I mean, especially in a liberal area like the West Country, where you know you've got places like Bristol, Glastonbury and so on, where a lot of younger people in particular feel, you know, that there's no need for separate institutions. I've even met gay people who say, why do you got to get LGBT radio show? And when you explain why, you know, Shout Out came about, but there's a lot of younger people in particular I've met in their 20s that don't feel the same way that those of us who are in their 900s, like me, feel about.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, because it was, I mean, 20 years ago I was 18, and when I first came out, the age had just dropped, the age of consent had just dropped to 18.
Yes, it would, yeah.
And before that, you know, most people didn't go clubbing until they were at least 21, because they didn't tend to come out until they were at least 21 because of the legal age. So when I came out at 18, there was no one else in the clubs my age. The next one up was about 25.
Yeah.
But for me, it was a real revelation. It was somewhere I could go, and there were other people that were gay as well. I couldn't believe I wasn't the only gay. I do remember that feeling going to GAY at the Astoria in London and looking over the top of that balcony. I don't know if any of you ever went to the Astoria.
That was my first gay venue as
was
well.
It? Was
yeah.
it?
Oh, wow.
It was an old, old theatre that they converted into a nightclub. So they still had the stage, but there was no seating, but they still had the balcony, and the DJ was up on the balcony as well. And you overlooked, when you looked over the top, it's like 1,000 people dancing. I was like, there's that many gay people in the world. You know.
Yeah.
But it was that whole sense of I could go and be me and not have to worry, because you couldn't do things in public. I mean, it was a time when Section 28 was still in, and so you didn't get educated at school about any of it, and you certainly couldn't walk down the road holding your boyfriend's hand, that kind of thing, and you could even get dismissed from your job for being gay, kind of
thing.
Should
I tell you, gay clubs are very, very much needed for teenage and also girls in their 20s. Who don't like going to straight clubs because they're bothered a lot, so they go to gay clubs because they can just have fun and let their hair down.
There's but that contingent. There always has been as well.
And then there's the other side of that, where it then ends up, if too many of them do it, is it still a gay club?
Well, exactly.
You know,
but they still feel safe.
Yeah,
I guess, because I find if I go to a straight club, there's an awful lot more testosterone, inverted commas, around, which means this testosterone converts usually when with alcohol into aggression.
Well, yes.
So,
I do actually remember that the aggression used to come from the straight blue light club opposite the Queen Shilling in the days when I used to go there. That used to be where what is now, I think it's called Bent now. It used to be a blue light club. It used to be where all the off-duty police and ambulance service went, and they regularly get drunk and kick off, and we would get locked in the venue for our own protection.
Yeah, wow. Should I tell you, my youngest lad was a doorman for a while when he left the army, and he said they used to fight over, not literally fight, but they'd all want to door and do security checks to the gay clubs, because it was a boring evening because nothing happened.
Just a lot easier now.
Chris, what was your first club? When did you? It's up to you if you say your age. But
a late start. I didn't come out until I was 21.
Right,
35 now, and it was clubs in Bristol, OMG, and things like that. Straight in.
But did you feel the need to go to them as opposed to the straight ones?
I did. My age, I didn't feel comfortable being gay, not in a gay scene sort of thing. So yeah, I liked the gay clubs to feel comfortable and safe and included with my own, if you like.
So what about now? Because I mean, I still prefer going to the gay clubs because I'm now married, but I'm far happier in a gay club holding my husband's hand and being affectionate with him, even though I probably could do it in a straight venue. I wouldn't necessarily want to do it when they're all full of booze.
I think what we're talking about is I agree with you personally, because that's my age and my generation. But Mary's just suggested, what about, you know, our listeners that are in the wider West Country outside? We've spoken quite about Bristol, and obviously it has its liberal attitudes, and Glastonbury is quite a liberal town as well with its new age sort of approach and its sort of counterculture. But what about people listening in Frome and on the internet in sort of more rural areas where there aren't any LGBT venues, or and there's less out gay and trans people? You know, how do they interact with the scene, I wonder?
Chris could probably help us with that. Well, and Lucy?
From my experience in Weston, it's quite a diverse place with lots of people from all backgrounds, and they all do commute in and look for somewhere to go in the gay scene. So,
and you've got a really good pride, haven't you?
We have,
Weston,
very good, yes.
But do people commute from Weston up to Bristol for the scene? Or because, obviously we've now got a new club just opened down there.
We have, yes. I think when we didn't have the club, people were coming into the city and looking for places to go and coming back into the bigger places. So I think generally people like to stay closer to home for nights out.
It's cheaper on the taxi.
Yes.
It has to be said, isn't it? So what about you, Lucy?
Well, I was going to say that in Mike's world, certainly when I was living in smaller towns, I noticed that a lot of the LGBT activity was very often, social media and internet based. So I lived in Gloucester for a while, and there was a Facebook group, and you got onto this Facebook group and people, or meetups, another way that it's done. And
so you think it might be social media in the apps then?
It might be more social media. Certainly in Bristol.
BS3 LGBT group, I know.
I know a couple of meetup groups as well that I've kind of been members of at various occasions, and you're just as likely because some of these bars can still be. If you're on your own, you don't necessarily want to. Well, I'll speak to myself. If I'm on my own, I don't necessarily want to go to a nightclub by myself. So if I don't know somebody to go with, it's almost a barrier to entry. Well, I'm a bit old now, so I don't really. But when I was younger, I didn't want to go to a gay club or a gay bar if I didn't have someone to go with.
And if you don't know anybody,
and I really do think that is a really, really big point, is that if you don't know anybody, it's quite a scary place to walk into.
I get that totally the other way around, because it's like, I mean, 9 times out of 10 I'll go out with my husband. But by the fact that I go out on the gay scene so much, if he's not around, I can go somewhere like here in Bristol, the Palace or the Bear Bar. 9 times out of 10, in fact, I don't think I can remember the last time I walked in, there wasn't someone there I knew.
Yeah, but that's you being on the scene for lots and lots of years. What about somebody for the first time?
Yeah, I'm thinking of perhaps students.
Growing up for the... Sorry, I didn't mean it. You being on the scene for some time and pretty much all your adult life. And what about somebody who's...
But that wouldn't be any different. That wouldn't be any different from the straight scene, would it?
I think it can be a little bit different. I'm thinking, Lucy's made me think now of students who in the next couple of weeks will be coming to the West Country and Bristol, especially North Bristol for UE and so on, and commuting to gay venues perhaps for the first time, and they have that sort of experience of going to a club or a bar with nobody they know and sort of having to come out all over again in a way.
Well, so hopefully
that,
we're going to get
affect people.
Hopefully we are going to do a repeat of this show, so if you're listening and let us know what your age is as well, and let us know what you think about
whether you need
what we call
we term it
the gay scene. It's an old term, but
LGBT scene.
I mean, it's like when I talked to Paul Studley, who owns the Shilling and has just opened a new venue down in Weston. He's now very much, it's like, well, we're not a gay venue as such, we're just a venue that is tolerant and tolerant's the wrong word, you know what I'm trying to say, equal.
Attitude free, I think they call it, don't they?
That's the phrase. Yeah.
Promotes gay values, is supportive of gay values and culture.
I think slightly attitude different free, and more sensitive is the transgender community, especially for cross dressers and transvestites who will need somewhere special to go to and need to feel safe. So I think the clubs like fetish clubs and the gay scene will always need to be there for people who are nervous and for the transgender community who are trying to have a nice night out safely.
You mentioned fetish clubs as well, of course, and that affects a lot of heterosexual couples as well, or heterosexual individuals, and they often report feeling much, much safer in trans and gay venues because they're welcome, nobody's making any assumptions about them. So again, that's sort of like another wider
issue. You see as equality gets better and better, is that going to disappear?
Depends on your point of view, and LGBT historians and activists are quite split on whether gay identity is static and has been around for a very long time and will continue into the future, or kind of I don't know what you would call them, cultural relativists who say in actual fact, when everyone is sort of quite au fait with different people's sexualities and choices, then gradually gay identity will fade away and everyone will sort of like be into a sort of what Freud would have called a polymorphous, perverse society, and everyone will just pursue their own individual ideas.
This is why Terry does the news. He's good with the big words.
I don't know what they mean, of course, but there is a split amongst LGBT activists about the meaning of gay culture and identity, and that's a wider issue for a different day, I think.
Well, it's an interesting one. Like I said, what you are going to try and do is get some of the venue owners to actually come in and talk to us about it, which would be brilliant. I've got a shorter one that I caught up with Joe, who's just opened Rainbows, which will be coming up in a little bit, but stay with us. We're going to get the news next. If you want to get in touch, studio@shoutoutradio.lgbt is the address you need. So you're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, now I do like a good remix Adele track. That was quite cool.
Yeah, Moto Blanco remixed that one.
Is it?
Yeah, we could do with that song as well, because there's a rain front creeping across the country overnight.
Oh. Oh, just in time for the weekend.
Yes. Oh. Sunday's not going to be too bad, though. Didn't I do this last week, a weather forecast?
I was having
a deja vu.
Something wrong with your memory, Steph.
Well, it's my age, as we mentioned before. If I was on board the Titanic...
You were the one that said that, not me. It was nothing to do with me. Anyway, should we change the subject? Let's get some news.
The This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 1st of September.
Northern Ireland has come into line with the rest of the United Kingdom in closing the lifetime ban on gay and bisexual men giving blood. This ban came into effect at the height of the AIDS crisis in the 1980s, but was retained for many years after the introduction of antiretroviral therapies in 1996. Now, this became a sore point for many gay campaign groups and caused some splits in the LGBT movement. Some gay-led health charities, such as Terence Higgins Trust, backed the retention of the lifetime ban. Other groups, such as the National Union of Students and the Peter Tatchell Foundation, pointed out that the chances of transmission through blood donation were so low as to constitute one case in over 5,000 years. GayStar News reports that the lifting of donation restrictions in Northern Ireland will be subject to the same caveat as those in England, Scotland and Wales, in that gay and bisexual men must not have had sex for a year before they donate. Some campaigners continue to feel that this restriction is still homophobic and biphobic.
The issue of left-wing anti-Semitism has been in the news this summer, and now, says gay newswire Pink News, it has been joined by the spectre of homophobia, at least within the Labour Party. It is alleged that Jeremy Corbyn supporters within the Labour Party, which has had a gay rights platform since 1985, referred to his leadership challenger Angela Eagle as Angie the Dyke, and that LGBT members of the Wallasey branch of the party were bullied by heterosexual members, even if they backed Corbyn. Jeremy Corbyn has said that he condemns homophobia and that any member of the party who engages in such abuse has no place within the Labour movement. Angela Eagle has since dropped out of the leadership race and is backing Corbyn's challenger Owen Smith.
Somerset and Avon Rape and Sexual Abuse Support, formerly known as Rape Crisis Avon, are recruiting for several roles at their Bristol offices, including a finance manager and a communications officer. You can visit sarsas.org.uk for further information and an application pack if you are interested. SARSAS support all people who've experienced domestic violence or sexual abuse, regardless of their gender identity, although they point out that most abuse is experienced by women, so some of their roles are restricted under the Sex Discrimination Act.
The Feminist Majority Foundation in the United States has launched a campaign to expose the activities of anti-abortion extremists who target family planning centres in the states with pickets and sometimes violent attacks. The Majority Foundation is a mainstream feminist group which seeks to unite men and women of all genders and sexualities in support of reproductive freedom. The foundation also points out that some of the anti-abortion groups are backed by Christian fundamentalist extremists, and that some also are stridently anti-gay. Visit feminist.org for more information and intelligence on the anti-abortion groups active in the states.
The confused way in which sexual abuse laws apply to teenagers have been discussed in the Independent website this week after an NSPCC report found that a boy of just 14 was amongst teenagers who have been placed on a register alongside adult paedophiles and sexual abusers. The boy had shared a naked image with a girl. The NSPCC found that more than 2,000 young people under the age of majority had been dealt with by the police over issues such as what is called sexting. Child welfare campaigners have asked for internet service providers and mobile phone companies to make it easier for young people to delete inappropriate images from the web. It is not known from the current statistics whether the relationship between gay and trans young people and the internet is different from the experience of their heterosexual peers.
And finally, Jess Denham, writing for The Independent, says that China's weird television regulations, which already treat homosexuality alongside incest as a banned subject, have just been expanded to include a draconian range of subjects, including admiration of Western lifestyles. Internet stars and putting people on pedestals is apparently also now taboo on state-run TV. Although the odd rules have been greatly mocked, they are also slightly incongruous given that China's state-run world service, called China Radio International, has previously featured liberal discussions of gender and sexual minorities.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Lucy Potter
and Terry Starr.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
I don't know, a whole year? Do they know anyone who's gay?
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Light up the world. You can sit down now. Andy and Terry were up dancing to that one, and you were so in sync. Yes.
Well,
it's
a gay man, or
it's a gay men song.
Yeah, honestly,
you can't help yourself, can you? Really?
I was just clutching a bottle of real ale and shuffling in the corner, just so you all know. Let's just keep those stereotypes going.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I went and put some shells.
Lucy's here
through.
In a dungarees with a cat in her hand,
and I'm in a pink frock.
Mary knows what I'm talking about.
Oh dear.
Oh, stereotypes.
Sorry. We went off on a total tangent and it ended up about Terry talking about, because we were talking about the whole giving blood thing, and you were saying that they gave you a laminate card back in the 90s that had to say all the different things that you shouldn't have done to give blood. And tell them what it was for gay men.
They were really silly little cartoons, and there was a picture of someone going to Africa, someone giving, as far as I can remember, somebody giving money to a prostitute. And then there were two little gay men with moustaches. But it is a long time ago. But they have changed a great deal, of course. Yeah.
Now, of course, as we've been talking about today, one of the other things that changes a lot is the gay scene. It's really good to see that one place that we thought was going to close down didn't, and it's been taken over by the lovely Joe, who owns the Gin Palace. Yeah, I keep calling it the Palace.
So
it's not. It's the Gin Palace.
She really
now,
knows
isn't
her
it?
Stuff. She's fantastic.
She knows her gin.
She's really good.
Yeah, it's a really good.
She's taken it over, and it's become known as Rainbows.
Wow.
So I had to stop by yesterday and have a chat with her to find out all about it. So have a listen to this.
So back again with Joe. This time we're not on about redecorating the palace. We're on about a brand new venture. Want to give us a bit of a clue?
Rainbows.
Now, what would most people more commonly have known it as before?
Proud.
Cool. Now, I have to admit, it's really nice because, of course, we've had lots of clubs kind of close down around us, including most recently the Retreat and the Elite Sauna around the corner. But you saved this one. What are the plans for it?
The plans are that it will be something that's not on the scene. So currently it has a pool table, a fruit machine, a jukebox and a quiz machine. I just want something a little bit different.
So nothing like the Palace, then?
No, nothing like the Palace. The Palace is still going to be the party place with the cabaret. This is going to be a starting venue for a quick drink before you go head up that way.
So are we planning things like karaoke? Because that's what it's been traditionally known for, isn't it?
No.
It's not coming back.
Well, it might in the future, but not for a while.
Now, I notice first thing you walk in when you see a brand new pool table.
Yes.
I know there's an awful lot of people on the hunt for one of those in Bristol.
And they found us already. They joined us last Friday for their first night here. So we're looking forward to seeing them back on Friday this week.
Excellent. How quickly did you turn it around? Because it was literally, I think, you told us you got the venue and within, a week it was open?
We took it over on the 15th of August and we opened on the 24th of August, so 9-day turnaround. Four days of that was spent completely redecorating.
Yeah, I mean, it has. For those of you listening on the radio, it's had a complete overhaul from top to bottom. New look of paint, new wallpaper, etc.
It's gone from dark purples to light greys and a bit of fun.
So now I've got to ask, why Rainbows, which for those of you who can't see the logo, it's spelled with a Z.
Rainbows with a Z, A, because Facebook wouldn't let me have just a W or put an S on the end. But Rainbows for me has two meanings. One, obviously, it's the LGBT flag. So the colours of the flag are the colours of the logo. And two, because I believe a lot in Rainbow Bridge. For those of you that know me, know how much my dogs mean to me, and that was the meaning behind it.
Nice. So how have you found, because of course obviously you're heterosexual, Dave sat behind us hiding in the corner, who's kind of running the place, isn't he?
Yeah.
But of course you're a straight couple running predominantly LGBT venues.
They're friendlier. There's not so much trouble as a straight venue. If you tend to tell someone that they've got to go for whatever reason, they tend to go without too much trouble, which is lovely flip side to a group of straight men or straight women deciding to kick off in front of you and attempt to hurt you in some way or another.
So there's been a lot of talk recently, because obviously with the clubs closing, people are worried that the gay scene, as it often gets termed, I mean, we now more commonly say, you know, like open venues for all, but, you know, a lot of people are worried that the traditional gay scene is kind of being eroded, yet here you are opening another place. You think, Do you think that's true? Or?
No, I don't think it's true. I just think that people need to realise that if they want the venues to stay, they need to use them, basically. Because if they don't use them, they will go.
And how have things been this year? Because, of course, we're kind of post-credit crunch. The minute we start coming out of that, we've hit Brexit.
For us, it's holding its own.
Right.
And that's all that matters. I'm not the type of person that wants to be making hundreds of pounds at the end of the week. As long as everything that needs to be paid is paid, then I'm happy.
So are we on to conquer another venue after this one, or are you going to bed in with this one for a little while?
Bed for this one for a little while, maybe. Yeah. I don't know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Now, I've got to ask, because obviously you also have the Palace. I've noticed that's just had brand new... it's had a whole new load of wallpaper, hasn't it? It's all changed and the like.
The last thing up there to do for us for a bit will be the carpet, but that might be another couple of months now because we've decided to keep this one open. Unfortunately, much as I would like to be able to say I'll do it tomorrow, not quite possible at the minute.
Come down and buy a few punts towards the carpet.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's the last thing up there for now.
Cool. So what are the longer term plans with Rainbows then? I mean, we've got the pool table in, you said you've got jukebox.
Currently it's open Wednesday through to Sunday. So it's doing 6 till 12 Wednesday and Thursday, 6 till 1 Friday and Saturday, and 6 till 11 on a Sunday. I'm hoping that eventually it will become like the Palace and will be open 7 nights a week, but not for the time being. There's not enough of us to be able to do that, and obviously because it's a new venue, it's not making enough for me to pay staff here at the moment.
Is it going to be? Because there have been rumours that it may be aimed more at lesbian women.
It's going to remain much as the Palace is. The doors are open to everybody, and everybody has to accept everyone else that's in here. However, if you do pop in on a Friday night, you will find that the pub is filled with the lesbian ladies because
they like their pool,
and that's one of the reasons for the pool table.
Cool. Well, as we said when you took over the Palace, best of luck with it.
Thank you very much.
We hope it works and is as successful as the Palace. Yeah. And if you're listening at home, come down and support it.
Yeah, definitely.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT Radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
I love the name of this song.
I thought I only put it in there for you.
Oh, did you? Yes. All right, thank you.
You've got to take it
especially
like a man.
Especially for you, Terry. Take it like a man.
I do.
No, you need to say it differently to that.
Well, how are you supposed to say it?
Yeah, how are you supposed to say it?
Well, on H&H, say, take it like a man.
Ivan says
Divine
that,
would be proud of you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it just reminds me of the gay men's motto. I don't know if I could say that on there.
Well, we're on
I
pirate
think you
name.
Can.
Possibly not, though.
Well, if every other station turns their volume down, you can sit on Pirate Nation.
Yeah, turn your volume down now, listen to them. Give us 10 seconds.
Except Pirate Nation, yes.
Well, it's easy this day, you know. You just Google it.
Google what?
The gay men's motto.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were on about the song. That was Cher, by the way.
Yeah, that was Cher. Take it like a man. That's the name of the song.
Yeah, Google it.
I'm going to Google that because I don't
you
know.
Must know.
No,
I'm
I don't
sure
know.
You said that in front of you.
No, I don't. I grew up in a little sheltered village in Yorkshire. Don't forget. I don't learn these things.
I don't know it either, Lucy.
No,
yes, you do.
No, I do not.
Steph and I are going to Google it later.
Yeah, or
I'll just
turn
tell you
the
off
mics
air.
Down and tell us. What, you can't say that on air.
He said it off air.
No. They're going to have to Google it now. Why could you not say that? There was no disgusting word or swear word.
We're a bit more PC
ooh,
than you.
It was all ooh, you know.
This is an LGBT show. How can it be PC?
You know, it's like why
LGBT
wise
PC,
men never,
in fact.
Why men never play Leapfrog with unicorns either? It's, you know, it's just life lessons.
You've never done that? Well, it's all according to which way you attack the unicorn.
So you know where these will come from, don't you? They're those fun jingles that we got Matthew to make for us. And there were some
gay mottos. Fun jingles of gay mottos and leapfrogging unicorns.
Yes. Well, not all of them went out on air, is the point.
Ah, right, okay.
There were some for private consumption.
There were some that were a tad too rude.
For the community radio Christmas party only.
However, they were very funny when we made them. And that was one of them, the gay men's motto.
Ah.
So, yeah. So we must get to do another round of them, actually.
So.
Changing the subject slightly, it's coming up to my 43rd birthday, which I think in gay years is 800,678.
Oh, can we give your address out, Terry, to everyone?
Party Terry's.
Oh, are you doing something special for your birthday?
I will be working on the garden. That's it. Oh, you see, because exciting. My birthday always used to fall at the start of the school year, so it's a bit bittersweet for me, you see.
But
being in September, being a bit of September baby, I'm going down the Bear Bar later on tonight. You can always buy me a drink.
Which day is your birthday? Is it like, it's not today, is it?
No, it's the weekend.
All right, yeah. Cool. Oh, happy birthday for the weekend.
You
happy
are very
birthday,
kind,
Terry. Should we sing it?
I hope Stevie spoils
happy
you rotten.
So do I.
Oh, hang on, sorry. There you go. So what were we saying?
Turn it down. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Terry. Happy birthday to you.
You're too kind.
Changing the subject, Jamie Clayton.
Next week, Ivan will burst out of a big cake.
Oh, that's nice. Now remind him.
He'll do it.
Yes, actress Jamie Clayton has criticised the casting of Matt Bomer and Michelle Rodriguez as transgender roles in two new movies.
Interesting.
Yes.
We'll see that. What website's that on for people to follow
this
that
is
up?
The BBC News.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, on the BBC News app, actually, there's a gay section you can follow.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good of the BBC. Yeah,
I can't find it on the... well, they call it gay rights, which is a bit kind of wrong, because it's LGBT.
No,
it's LGBT issues,
No,
yeah,
they've
got
LGBT section.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It says gay rights on my app.
But she doesn't like it because Matt Bomer and Michelle Rodriguez have been given these roles. She thinks they should have gone to transgender people. Yes. And those who don't know Jamie Clayton, she stars in Sense8.
Oh, right.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes, of course.
I've seen one episode of that.
She got a bit shirty on Twitter.
Seeing as you changed the subject, I'm going to do it too. There's a second series of Stranger Things coming.
Now I'm happy.
Wow. Yes.
I have no idea how we can work an LGBT angle around it, but let's just, yeah.
If you haven't seen it, it's a Netflix series.
And Game of Thrones as well.
And it's kind of, how would you describe it? It's like a throwback to the 80s. It's kind of, you know, like Poltergeist
meets. It's like the Goonies meets Poltergeist. Meets E.T. All of Steven Spielberg. Pretty much,
but it is so well written.
So good.
And what we didn't realise until we finished watching it was that we're also out of time. I should do that. I'm not going to bother with that. We'll do that another time. Anyway, that's it for this show. If you like our gay scene or think you need it or want it, then do get in touch with us.
We'll be coming back to this subject again in the near future. So let us know your thoughts.
Email us studio@shoutoutradio.lgbt. So I threw myself.
Or do it online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Next week, Sunset Cinema. But for myself and the team, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.